And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It helps when the microphone is on. So I hope everybody's doing well today. And joining us in studio this morning, city manager of Coffeyville, we have Mark Hall in studio. And good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, and what a great day.
Absolutely. Always a great day in Coffeyville. And let's go ahead and get started this morning. Of course, the city commission meeting will be tonight at 6:30 p.m. over at City Hall. A few things to go over before we get to the new business. Of course, we always have the consent agenda, which is the city paying its bills. But then there is also a public hearing to close out a CDBG-CV grant.
Yes, and as you're aware, the city applies for grants. The CDBG grants are from the federal government that run through the state. And so we apply to the state, and if awarded, then we receive funding. So this, we've had several projects, and some are still going on. We will be closing a couple of those projects out tonight. So that's just there's an audit, and that way they know how the funds were expended, these kind of things. So it's just kind of a housekeeping, but it'll close out this one, and we have some more coming up, and we have one currently going on right now.
All right, so good stuff going on with that, so we're going to close out that one, and let's go ahead and get to the new business for today. The first item for discussion is to make an appointment to the Public Library Board of Trustees.
Yes, the City Commission will consider the applicants for tonight's meeting to be appointed to the Public Library Board of Trustees. And usually the applicants do attend, and the commission will make a decision.
All right, and the next one is Ordinance 2102, which will allow alcohol to be served on 9th Street during the beer festival coming up later in the year.
You bet. This is for commission's consideration. There's they have to amend the ordinance to allow the Chamber of Commerce Hops Around Town Beer Festival, and that's proposed on October 9th, 2021. But to allow that to happen, it has to go through the commission. They have to approve that. So that'll be for their consideration tonight.
Basically allows you to, I'm guessing the ordinance is
beer.
Allowed to drink beer outside.
Yes, and this is it's a sampling and a bunch of vendors. Mm-hmm. It is one of those precautions are taken, and that's what the commission, the chamber is always good about that. Mm-hmm. It is kind of cordoned off, and that way, you know, there can't be any underage. But it is one of those, a fun event, and
right.
It just started just this last couple of years and continues on. So thank you, Chamber.
Absolutely. They do a great job over there at the Chamber. The next one up for the next resolution up is going to be the authorization of a purchase order.
And this is what this purchase order is for our insurance and general liability. There's other insurances in there, but this is the company that provides the insurance, except for health insurance, but insurance for the city. So that'll be for commission's consideration to approve that.
And it looks like that'll, if it approved, it'll go into effect on May 1st.
Yes.
The next resolution will be to authorize the execution of a contract to sell vacant lots.
Yes. This will be over. The city has some vacant lots over on the east side, and it is one of those. Coffeyville Resources is shown interest in some of those lots. It is one of those that previously they had purchased, I believe, 5 or 6 lots. The money obtained from that it goes into buying playground equipment. So if this is approved by the commission, that'll go into playground equipment for the youth of Coffeyville. So we're kind of excited about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then one of the last resolution of the night will be recommending the contract award from the FAA.
Yes, it is FAA has a program, and it's a grant process, and the city applied. It is for runway and taxiway lighting. The city's obligation out of the total cost and engineering and that is 10%. So it's a very good program for the city. Of course, that saves taxpayers money and improves our airport. So the city commission will consider that tonight. And if passed, we'll be setting up that project to improve the lighting out at the airport.
All right. So good stuff there going on tonight. And, sir, obviously the city commission meeting are open to the public. And if somebody would like to come and check out the city commission meeting, how can they do that?
If you're needing assistance on the east side of the building, there's a walkway ramp down. It's a single door. And like I've pointed out before, that's our customer service entrance door. If you go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that to the second floor, the city commission room is there. We do practice social distancing still. We do still wear masks. It is one of those just as a precaution for the safety of the public. But you're welcome. We do enjoy hearing from the public. It is one of those that we know there's always concerns. There's some praise, and we listen to both.
Right.
It is one of those we know we want to improve, so it is one of those we welcome comments from the public.
Absolutely, because again, you guys don't know if anything's wrong unless you actually absolutely hear about it.
You bet.
All right, well, sir, again, that's going to be over there at City Hall tonight, 6:30 p.m. for the City Commission meeting. Get on over there if you're wanting to check it out tonight. Sir, thank you so much for coming
thank
on today. We appreciate it.
Coffeyville, thank you so much for all that you do.
Absolutely, and we are going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.